Well, talking of performance, this year marks the Silver Jubilee of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, which over the past 25 years has become the largest festival of its kind in the world. The programme features the wunderkind musician Japer Collier, who's already got 7 Grammys to his name. Jessica Mowboy will also perform the world premiere of her show, The Story of Me. This star-studded lineup has been assembled by the artistic director, Virginia Gay, who I'm delighted to say joins me now. Welcome to the programme, Virginia.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
I am well. I'm more worried about you because an apology. I know late-night cabaret and early morning radio are not exactly a marriage made in heaven, but thanks so much for getting up so early.
Thank you so much. When your producer said 7:50 on a Saturday morning, I was like, ah! Have you ever seen when vampires get hit by the light? No. But for you, Nick, I will do it.
Cabaret performers should not be up at 7:50 in the morning. You're absolutely right. Now, the idea of cabaret, I guess it means different things to different people. I wonder what it means for you.
I have a very simple definition of the word of cabaret, which means, for me, stories into song. And I think there's another important quality there, you know, to separate it from music or theatre or something, that the stories are often very personal and very immediate. It feels like you have a very personal and immediate connection with a star who is telling often very personal stories. And I think what is another really important quality of cabaret is that the central star, the person who you're going to see, whether you know their name or not, has to have the kind of charisma and incandescence that could light up a city. And those are truly my two qualities that define cabaret for me.
And I wonder, where did your love of cabaret actually come from? How did it begin?
I started as a fan of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival because all of my very cool music theatre friends were going over and doing shows there. So I went over and saw some shows and I was like, oh my God, this festival is so much fun. And so secret and mischievous, but also clearly had a global reputation because the year that I was there, Bernadette Peters was there. Then I got invited to go back to the Adelaide Cabaret Festival as a performer with, in fact, my first two cabaret shows. Basically, somebody cornered me. How I wrote my first show, somebody cornered me in a foyer between another cabaret show and said, you've got a cabaret show in you. Go on. It's just 10 songs and then you charmingly connect the songs. And I was like, when you put it like that, that seems very achievable. And then, of course, the art and the craft is in making that feel completely authentic, completely engaging, to weave a subtle storyline through, to find a moral and to connect an audience with you. That's the skill.
Now, I'm fascinated by the history of cabaret. I was talking to somebody the week who said it sort of started off as a subversive art form, a place where performers and the audience members could go and be the people they wanted to be at a time when they had to sometimes suppress that side in their everyday lives. You were talking about how it's secretive and mischievous. Is that the kind of spirit of cabaret?
Yes, I think it still continues. It might be slightly more in a slightly more mainstream spotlight now, but absolutely, it was born in the back rooms of Berlin between the two world wars. It is born out of a response to oppression. It's born out of a desire to absolutely, as you said, live authentically, and a collection of minorities who often get shoved away and are told the main stage space is not for you. But all of this power, all of this incandescence, all of these vital stories and all of these ways to irreverently hold truth to power, that all continued to bubble in the back rooms. And of course, anything that is backroom and a bit secretive, as anybody who knows anything about Melbourne's secret bars, they eventually become extremely cool and very exciting. And that's what's happened with cabaret over the years.
Let's talk about the festival. Let's look ahead to the festival. I've got to say, you've pulled together a cracking lineup. Let's talk about Japer Collier. I am ashamed to admit that I'd not heard of him. And then I started going through his back catalogue and I thought, wow, this guy is something special. For the uninitiated, tell us about Japer Collier.
I would say he's this century's Mozart. Like, he is an absolute musical polymath. He has 7 Grammy wins, many tens of multiples of nominations. He can play every instrument. He has an extraordinarily musical mind, perfect pitch. but he is, again, a charismatic supernova. And so the show that we have for him, often he travels with a band, it's a very big thing. The show that we have for him is an Australian exclusive, and it's him, a grand piano, a couple of other instruments that he plays. And the most extraordinary thing that Jacob Collier does is that he uses the audience as one of his instruments. We become a part of the music making in a way that is not audience participation. You're not going to be pulled up on, you're not going to be humiliated, but together as a community in the audience, we start to make music with him, through him. And that is so exciting, because cabaret for me, another quality of cabaret, is the sense that there is no fourth wall, there is no separation between performer and audience. And my favorite pieces of cabaret trickle out into the auditorium. Reuben Kay might crawl all over somebody. Lady Rizzo might kiss your beautiful head and wrap you in her shawl. But Jacob Collier does this with music. It trickles off the edge of the stage, up through us and into the foyers afterwards. It's so exciting.
Let's have a bit of a listen to his work, this Mozart of the 21st century.
Each morning I get up and dial it. Can't barely stand on my feet. Take a look in the mirror and cry. Lord, what you've been doing to me. I spent all my days to believe in you.
Freddie Mercury, eat your heart out. I mean, this guy is something special. What a voice.
Oh, somebody, 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 somebody. I imagine that's when the orchestra of the audience would join in with somebody, somebody's. That's my pitch. That's what I would do if I were him, which I'm not because I don't have 1,000 Grammys.
And that's one of the lovely things about cabaret, as you say, isn't it? This audience participation. Another thing, as you say, it's autobiographical. Jessica Mowboy is performing the show The Story of Me, a world premiere, very much again in the spirit, briefly, of cabaret.
Yeah, exactly that. And again, we are so, so excited to have Jess. Jess is one of the greatest voices Australia has ever, ever produced. She's such a talent. She's such a magnetic, charismatic force. And for the fact that we get her debut cabaret show, this woman who ordinarily plays stadiums, so you get this immediate, unfiltered access to this incredible star. And she's telling us the story of her life through song. You know, she's just had a baby too. What has that done to her? What has that done to her life, to her dreams, to her focus? I think it's so exciting. What a way to get to know Jess Mowboy.
What a way. And what a festival. Virginia Gay, thank you so much for joining us. The festival runs from June the 5th to June the 21st in the bleak midwinter, a much-needed burst of bling.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.